Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, back with another dose of Tame the Bull. Now, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes life feels like a freaking circus act, right? We're juggling work, relationships, personal goals, maybe even trying to fit in some Netflix time. And it can all feel overwhelming, especially when we push ourselves beyond our limits. Today, let's talk about something incredibly important. Understanding your limitations and learning the art of asking for help. You know that feeling when you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists, deadlines looming like hungry sharks, and you're pretty sure you haven't slept in a week? We've all been there, but pushing through it every time, pretending we can handle it all alone, isn't sustainable. It's like running on fumes. Eventually, your engine sputters out, leaving you stranded with nothing but frustration and burnout. So, how do we avoid that pitfall? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously change the game. Number 1. Recognize your strengths and weaknesses. We all have them. Some of us are organizational ninjas. Others excel at brainstorming creative solutions, while some rock at building connections. Figure out what you're good at and where you tend to struggle. It's like playing a team sport. You wouldn't try to be the point guard if your skills were better suited for defense, right? Play to your strengths. Number 2. Embrace imperfection. Listen, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, and that's okay. The key is to learn from them and move on. Don't let the fear of messing up hold you back from trying new things or asking for help when you need it. Remember, even those superheroes in movies have their kryptonite. They just figure out how to work around it. Number 3. Communication is key. This one seems obvious, but I'm telling you, it's often the most overlooked step. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling with something specific, don't be afraid to speak up. Whether it's a friend, family member, coworker, therapist, or even just a trusted mentor, sharing your struggles can lighten the load and open doors to solutions you might not have seen on your own. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a broken car without consulting a mechanic, right? Number 4. Delegate when possible. You don't have to do everything yourself. If there are tasks that others can handle, delegate them. This frees up your time and energy for the things that really matter. Think of it like a well-oiled machine. Every part has its role to play, and delegating ensures everyone is working efficiently. Number 5. Prioritize self-care. I know, it sounds cliche, but taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is essential for managing stress and staying on top of your game. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate and breathe deeply. Remember, a healthy mind and body are your greatest assets. Okay, let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman juggling 3 demanding jobs. She's a barista in the mornings, a freelance writer in the afternoons, and then bartends at night. She's constantly on the go, trying to meet deadlines, keep up with her social life, and somehow find time for herself. Sounds familiar? One day, Sarah realizes she's burnt out, irritable, exhausted, and feeling completely overwhelmed. She's skipping meals, neglecting her workouts, and struggling to focus. She knows something has to change, but the thought of asking for help feels scary. So, what does Sarah do? She starts small. She talks to her manager about adjusting her schedule to create more breathing room. She reaches out to a few writing buddies for support and accountability. She also prioritizes self-care by scheduling in time for walks in the park and cozy evenings reading. Slowly but surely, things start to improve. Sarah feels less overwhelmed, more energized, and capable of tackling her responsibilities with renewed enthusiasm. The bottom line is this. We all have limitations, and asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It shows that you're willing to prioritize your well-being and seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through life alone. Lean on your network, delegate tasks, communicate openly, and most importantly, remember to take care of yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Talk to someone you trust, prioritize a self-care activity, or just start by acknowledging your own limitations. Remember, even the strongest bulls need help sometimes. Until next time, keep taming those bullhorns and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.